Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of web scraping. It's incredible how valuable this skill is becoming.
Absolutely. I've heard it's in high demand. This video we're discussing walks us through building a web scraper, right?
Exactly. Using some powerful tools like DeepSeek, Grok, and Crawl4AI. And get this, the creator is giving away the source code for free.
Wow, that's generous. So what's the goal of this specific scraper?
Imagine you're a wedding photographer, new in town. You need clients. This scraper targets wedding venue websites, gathering leads, name, location, cost, even a short AI-generated description of the venue. It all gets saved to a CSV file, perfect for uploading to a Google Sheet, ready to hand off to a client, get paid, easy peasy. Pretty slick, right?
That's a fantastic real-world application. But how do these tools work together?
Crawl4AI is the scraping engine. You configure it with browser settings and crawling instructions. The tutorial shows a simple example, then builds a more complex one for the wedding venue scraper. Got it?
I see. Interesting. And DeepSeek?
DeepSeek's R1 reasoning model is the brains of the operation. It's like OpenAI's GPT models, but faster and cheaper, apparently. It analyzes the scraped data and extracts the key information based on a defined schema.
Ah, so that's how it gets the name, location, and other details. And Grok?
Grok provides the computing power to run DeepSeek efficiently, especially with its free tier. That's a real game changer for anyone getting started. What I really appreciate is the step-by-step coding walkthrough in the video. They even show how to handle pagination, which is essential for scraping multiple pages of results.
Definitely. And that check for a no results message to avoid endless scraping is smart. It's a well-thought-out process. But I have one concern. What about websites that actively block scrapers? That's a thing, right?
Good point. That's definitely a challenge. The video doesn't explicitly address that. It's a pretty core topic, so I think I'll make a video about that next time. They do mention some advanced options in Crawl4AI for handling dynamic content and JavaScript, which might help in some cases, but it's something to be aware of. It's important to respect website terms of service and be mindful of the ethical implications of scraping.
Absolutely. Overall, it's a great introduction to web scraping with AI, though. I'm definitely going to check out that free source code.
Me too. Thanks for joining us today on Nutty's Show. We'll see you next time for more exciting discussions on cooking, technology, and finance. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.